Good afternoon, FFA. It is our pleasure to introduce you to a guy who never does anything halfway.
After session three, you definitely know that Andrew is one diehard Virginia Tech fan. But what you may not know is that he is so dedicated to the Hokies that he once watched a game in a hurricane just to make sure he didn't miss a single play.
You may know that Andrew loves Disney. What you may not know is that this love extends to regularly listening to behind-the-scenes Disney podcasts and that he can tell you practically anything that you want to know about the topic. To say Andrew goes above and beyond for the things that he loves is an understatement, especially for FFA.
If you know one thing about Andrew, you know that he is one of the most caring and empathetic people you've ever met, and that he will do anything for the FFA members that he loves. It is our pleasure to introduce to you our little brother
and your national FFA president for his retiring address entitled Let Love Live,
Andrew Seibel.
When we were younger, we thought everyone was on our side. Then we grew a little and romanticized the time. I saw flowers in your hair.
It is August of 2013. I am standing in my front driveway, oversized hoodie on, sunglasses pushed back, headphones around my neck, slick kicks with bright orange laces on my feet, and a backwards hat that says Andrew written across the front of it. Today, I am making a music video. The music starts, and I bust a move with my heroic sisters behind the camera supporting my dream.
They see me rolling.
Yeah, we got them this time.
They hating, patrolling, and trying to catch me riding dirty. 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 My music so.
In this moment, I am on top of the world. I am loving every second of life. Video had just been added to Instagram, and I cannot wait until all my friends and the ladies see when this is posted. How many of us, when we were going into sixth grade, were one weird kid? Like, I'm not talking about a little bit weird. I'm talking, like, really, really weird. Although normal was not a word that I'd use to describe myself heading into sixth grade, what I can say is that the kid in this video cared deeply about the people around him. He was a brand new FFA member, and he enjoyed every second of life. When I was 11 making this music video, as we can all see, I was embracing my weird, and I was loving and enjoying the moment I was in. When I was 11, living with that type of love, I was offering the grace I try to give others to myself, and I was just being me. It felt easy back then, when I was 11. But I stand here today, at 21 years old, on a long journey. A journey to recapture my younger self. Like many of us, there are days where I have extreme trouble reconnecting with my younger self. And although it felt as easy as dancing in my front driveway when I was younger, living with this type of love has not been that easy since. And there have been times, even recently, where all I want to do is recapture my younger self again. Now, something that has never wavered since I have been younger is my ability to stay organized. As my teammates or my mom can attest, my ability to keep a well-packed suitcase or a tidy workspace is about the same as my golden retriever Maggie's ability to write a New York Times bestseller. It just is not going to happen, y'all. And although it is hard for me to build habits and stay consistent, something that has become a huge part of my life, and something some of you may have seen this year, is my journal. In a year full of new places, experiences, people, memories, and challenges, These pages were a place for me to empty my mind at the end of each new adventure. And these pages hold the journey. You see, for me, life is part of a much larger story. And for the past few years, my story has been captured within these pages. Let's flip the page back to March of this year. I wake up and I walk outside of my hotel up onto a shutdown Interstate 80 where I am standing in a line of stopped traffic in Wyoming. At this point, it is in the beginning of the road season that makes up the majority of our National Officer Year. I've already gone on some pretty incredible adventures, made lifelong memories, and learned new lessons to go within those pages. But the lessons and the memories so far are missing something. Something that 11-year-old Andrew was so good at. I'm standing here in this beautiful landscape, and I'm fighting an internal battle, a battle where I'm struggling to be present where I am. My mind is always wandering off somewhere else, worrying about the future. There are times where I feel like I'm not being a good enough officer, but that doesn't matter because today in Wyoming, it is Sunday, and tomorrow starts a week full of chapter visits in this beautiful state. I'm standing there in the line of stop traffic, and as we can see from my journal and camera roll, this was a pretty beautiful week to be in Wyoming. I'm standing here, and I feel that anticipation, that excitement that we feel when we're not quite sure of what a day is going to hold. I feel my phone buzz, and I pull it out, and I see a text from Ms. Cavallo, the FFA advisor of the Mountain View FFA chapter. You see, Ms. Cav has been watching the road cameras all morning to see if they're going to clear up enough for me to be able to join her chapter that night for dinner. A few hours later, I get the go-ahead. I make my way to the truck with the address in, not quite sure of where I'm going, but knowing that I'm going to see some FFA members this Sunday evening. I pull into the driveway, and I am greeted by Duke, the only dog I've ever met who smiles with a full set of teeth at every stranger, and McCray, a younger guy who reminds me a heck of a lot of my younger self, and he is full of the best dad jokes that he has to offer for us FFA members visiting his home this Sunday evening. I walk through the front door, and I'm met with a warmth that I can only describe as love. Now, I'll admit, love looks different to many of us. However, there are a few universal truths that I know about it. Joy is a direct product of love. Within love, there is no fear. Love is the thing that brings us together, and love is what makes the chapters within our stories worth telling. We sit around the dinner table this Sunday evening, and we talk for a few hours about the differences between Wyoming and Virginia. We play a game of spoons, and then we have the most intense Nerf battle I've ever had in my entire life. The FFA members around me this Sunday evening show up exactly as the people they are. A home is open to me, and with that, a door to see that all we ever need to do is lead a life with love and let love be our guide. A love not only to others, but also to ourselves. This night, I come in a total stranger, and I leave feeling overwhelmed. Overwhelmed in the best way with the love that has been given. We sit here today in this session hall united by the jackets that we wear. But it is important to remember whether we are in an FFA jacket or not, every single person has a value to bring, a story to tell, and a light to shine. A light that shines brighter when we let love be our guide. The FFA members that Sunday evening not only showed me the power of love, but they also showed me that a crucial element of loving others is loving ourselves enough to not worry about what others think and just showing up exactly as the people we were intended to be. There is so much in this life that I have missed and I could have missed when not focusing on the power of love. Love is the most powerful tool that we as humans have to offer. It helps us see what truly matters. It helps us really set a meaning to things. And once again, it's what makes those stories worth telling. Let's take a moment and look at those around us. Friends, family, teammates, teachers, strangers. How are we letting love guide us today? How are we letting ourselves show up as the people we are intended to be? And how are we letting others show up as the people they were intended to be as well? Now I know, it's really easy for me to stand up here and talk about the power of love and the love that I have felt throughout my life. But what about when love is hard to find? Let's flip back those pages again to March of 2022, back in college. Have any of us ever had a really bad day? I'm talking a day where everything is piling up around us, nothing will go our way, and we feel like the entire world is against us. I am having one of these days in a string of many harder days, and today, emotions that I have been hiding are coming to the surface. I do not know what I want to study in school. I have no idea if I will ever wear an FFA jacket again. I miss my friends who are spread throughout the entire country, and I am scared of the future. At the end of the day, I decide it's time to clear my mind, and I walk to my car and get in and drive home to my grandparents' house. They welcome me in, as they always do, and this evening, we sit around the dining room table and we talk for hours about their stories of being in the Navy, raising a family, moving across the country, changing careers, the legacy left behind by lost family, friends, loved ones, the good times and the bad. And it is such a special evening. It's a couple hours into our dinner. I'm feeling a little bit better when my grandpa asks me a question that I don't know how to answer. What's next? The emotions start flooding back. I'm beginning to feel overwhelmed again because truthfully, I don't know what's next. And my grandmother, almost noticing my nerves, says one simple phrase. You just have to have faith. She goes further and asks if I know what faith means beyond the literal definition and breaks down this five-letter word into an acronym about how life starts with a fantastic adventure. And within this adventure is trust towards a greater journey. For me, it is faith and love through this fantastic adventure that gets me through. Faith that no matter how hard today is, that we are running the race we are meant to run, and we are going to get to where we're going. Love is not easy. It involves making sacrifices, giving others the power to hurt us. And sometimes it is so easy to focus on giving love to others that we forget to give any to ourselves. It is the faith that love will come again that gets me through. Faith that no matter how hard today is, that it does not mean that tomorrow cannot be full of love and joy. When we let love be our guide, and when we carry this faith and love with us, we can truly begin to sit sure of ourselves with joy exactly where we are. This year, I have seen lots of FFA members let love be their guide every year. But let's flip the page forward again, about 55 weeks beyond when I had dinner with my grandparents to talk about two guys who showed me the magic that can happen when we let love be our guide. I'm standing there over a thawing river watching two people who I've gotten to know well have the time of their lives. Kai and Levi are two people who I got to know well this year, and they both served as state FFA officers last year. This week, the three of us get to share an Airbnb in the last great frontier of Alaska. I watch Kai and Levi over the days leading up to and during the state FFA convention, and notice that regardless of the situation, they're always approaching it with a smile, a laugh, and they make every moment feel incredibly special. Over the following days, these two guys set the example of being there with love. Whether it was eating moose for the first time, going on a farm tour,
or just being around the people in Alaska, they were there, present, exactly where their feet stood, loving those around them. Through their leadership and with their encouragement, I see that when we let love be our guide and when we carry faith and love with us, we can begin to live in the moment like never before. And they helped me live in the moment this week in Alaska like my 11-year-old self. We had many nights of staying back late, going on runs to get materials for contests, and just laughing about random things, and it is such an incredible week. It's with their encouragement that on the last night of Alaska, I do something that I have never done before in public. For the first time, outside of my front driveway, I danced. And I promise, it did not look awesome, but it felt awesome. We were there, we were full of love, and we were in that moment. Later that night, the three of us, along with our friends from Connecticut, we go out and we find the Northern Lights. It is here, watching nature's most breathtaking dance, that I feel like a kid again, without a worry in the world. You see, in this life, when we let love guide our attitudes towards ourselves and towards others, we truly can begin to live with love in each and every single moment. And I am beyond thankful for the FFA members that have shown me that wisdom. Please join with me as the words come on screen. When we let ourselves show up, and when we love those around us, we let love be our guide. And through doing so, we can begin to live in the moment. Yes, sometimes life gets hard, and it's easy to stop living in the moment, stop letting love be our guide, and stop giving ourselves any grace. But when we let love live, we can take a step back, embrace our weird, celebrate putting others first, cherish the long hours, laugh about the short nights, and dance today, living a life well-loved, knowing that it will all be okay. National FFA, you are worthy of love. You are living a story that is worth telling. The game we call life is not easy, but it is one that is full of meaning. Never lose faith in that meaning, because when we let love live, the stories we're living today are the ones worth telling.
Darling, darling, stay by me. You stand by me.
Andrew, you are the teammate who is always down for a Cold Stone run, is probably drinking a Coke Zero, and is definitely talking about his two favorite things: the Virginia Tech Hokies and his golden retriever, Maggie. Thank you for wearing your heart on your sleeve. Your compassion has made FFA members feel loved this year. You have always put our team first, and you have walked with empathy. We hope that whatever adventure you take next is full of Thursday night trips to Buffalo Wild Wings and finding extraordinary moments in the ordinary. National FFA members and guests, for the final time, your president, Mr. Andrew Seibel.